Track 12, Musical Memories. Last time in Just Talk, we finished our run of Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, but before we leave musical theatre altogether, let's hear some of the music written by that larger-than-life figure, Leonard Bernstein. Here's Maggie again.
Leonard Bernstein, 1918 to 1990, was a colourful and often controversial character. Described as one of the most prodigiously talented and successful musicians in American history, he was a conductor, composer, pianist, music educator, author, and humanitarian. As a composer, he wrote in many genres, including symphonic and orchestral music, ballet, film, and theatre music, choral works, opera, chamber music, and pieces for the piano. He is probably most famous for West Side Story, but the music for two of his other works for the theatre, On the Town and Candide, have remained firmly in the repertoire. On the Town started life as a ballet, Fancy Free, a collaboration between Bernstein and Jerome Robbins, which premiered in April 1944, telling the story of three young sailors on leave in New York City. Bernstein and Robbins soon decided to expand the ballet into a musical with a book and lyrics written by Betty Camden and Adolph Green, and the show opened on Broadway in December 1944, running for 462 performances.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet.
The story resonated with audiences during World War II, and the original production was notable for its racially diverse cast and intentional avoidance of racial stereotypes, starring a Japanese-American dancer, six African-Americans, and later in the run, a black conductor, Everett Lee. The three sailors, Ozzy, Chip, and Gabby, are all looking for something different in the city. Chip is excited to see all the sights. Ozzy wants to find a date because apparently Manhattan women are the prettiest in the world. And Gabby is looking for one special girl. Hopefully one who reminds him of his seventh grade girlfriend Minnie. The story focuses on their escapades and adventures in the city during their 24 hours of shore leave.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Including meeting three pretty girls who are left wondering what might have been had the three sailors not had to return to their ship.
Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. Didn't get half my wishes. Never have seen you dry the dishes. We'll catch up some other time. Can't satisfy my craving. Never have one.
Candide, written in 1956, was an operetta-style musical based on Voltaire's novel of the same name, with lyrics by Richard Wilbur. It was originally conceived by its librettist William Hellman as a play with incidental music, but Bernstein was so excited about it that he convinced Hellman to do it as a comic operetta. The opening of the show in December 1956 was a box office disaster, running for only 2 months with 73 performances. However, the music was immediately a hit and has remained popular. The overture has become one of the most frequently performed orchestral compositions by a 20th century American composer. It incorporates tunes from songs of the operetta, including the coloratura aria Glitter and Be Gay, The Best of All Possible Worlds, and Make Our Garden Grow.
Glitter and Be Gay.
At a memorial concert for Bernstein in 1990, the New York Philharmonic paid tribute to him by performing the overture without a conductor, and this practice has become a performance tradition still maintained by that orchestra. West Side Story, the work for which Bernstein is probably most well known, was composed concurrently with Candide. It was another collaboration with director and choreographer Jerome Robbins, book writer Arthur Lorentz, and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, and is an updated retelling of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, set in the mid-1950s in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, a multiracial blue-collar neighbourhood. The story resolves around the rivalry between two gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, and the love between Tony, a member of the Jets, and Maria, the sister of the leader of the Sharks, who are recent migrants from Puerto Rico.
Sparks into space. Today the world was just an address, a place for me to live in, no better than all right. But here you are, and what was just a word is a star.
The original book by Lorentz closely adhered to Shakespeare's story, but various characters and scenes were eliminated early on as being just too doom-ridden, and Sondheim converted long passages of dialogue into lyrics. The song Tonight was written specifically for the balcony scene. In order to alleviate the tragic outcome, some comic relief was introduced in the character of Officer Kripke.
Kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good,
there is good, there is good, there is untapped. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
West Side Story opened on Broadway in September 1957 and ran for 732 performances. The musical score blends jazz, Latin rhythms, symphonic aspects, and musical comedy.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Along with this sophisticated music, the dark theme, extended dance themes, and a focus on social problems, the work marked a turning point in musical theatre.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
In 1961, United Artists released the film version of West Side Story, which received praise from critics and viewers alike and became the highest-grossing film of that year. It was nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won 10, including Best Picture. The film was designated as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress and was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry in 1997. The final word, however, must go to Leonard Bernstein himself, who was displeased with the musical orchestration for the film. The original Broadway musical had been scored for roughly 30 musicians, but the film, United Artists, allowed for three times that number, including six saxophone parts, eight trumpets, five pianos, and five xylophones. Bernstein found it overbearing and lacking in texture and subtlety. Well, you clearly can't please everybody.
Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when you dream of me.
Thank you, Maggie. And I think I'll have those West Side Story melodies going round in my head for days now.